Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Two practical solutions, then we're gone. Thank God for this. But you've got to be present with people. Does that make sense? Everybody repeat this after me. Are you ready? I'm setting you up. Are you ready?
I love people.
Now say it like you mean it. One, two, three.
No.
Bit of emphasis. I'm showing you. Don't repeat it. I'm just showing you what I want. I love people. Are you ready? One, two, three.
I love people.
Oh, gee. See, we've got to learn to love people face to face and not just thumb to thumb.
Amen.
How's that?
Amen.
Gotta learn to love them face to face. It's easier to say, man, I love you. Who in the heck are you? You know, and we've got to learn to kind of, you know, love people. You know, let me give you an example. You've got a friend, okay, and they just got bad news. Bad medical news, or the girlfriend broke up with them, the boyfriend broke up with them, they found out, you know, about their jobs not going well, or, you know, whatever the case be. So you've got a friend that just got some bad news. What is the acceptable way to deal with that in our environment? Let's send them a text. Someone's just got bad news.
Hi, Luke. Just heard you got some bad news. So I just want you to know I'm thinking about you and praying for you.
Now think of this. It all sounds good, but who cares? I'm thinking of you. Well, that's helped a lot. But anyway, I'm thinking about you and praying for you. And I want to tell you, I've done it, and it's probably an acceptable way of how we do life. True? But let's take it to the next level. And why don't we not only text, but why don't we phone? Ask them how they're doing. Because as you talk to someone, you can hear their voice. Text you not, haven't got a clue, they can tell you anything. But when you get on the phone and you hear their voice, you get an understanding of the tone, you hear if there's gladness or sorrow or they're going through some pain. And we can pray for them over the phone. Not just saying, we are going to pray for you, but we pray for them over the phone. We can ask them questions. We can have a conversation. Who thinks that's pretty cool?
Yeah, awesome.
But why don't we take it up another level? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Why don't we take it up another level and not just text, not only call, but why don't we sit down face to face and listen to them and ask them some questions. Have a cup of coffee, have a glass of water, go for a walk, whatever it might be. Put your hand on their shoulder. Because I want to tell you, my friends, there's nothing better than presence.
Amen. Yeah. Very good.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You know, text can work. It's fine. Phone calls can work. But if we can get together, how much more powerful is that in Jesus' name? There's something powerful about praying with, not just praying for.
Very good.
I can pray for you, but if I'm praying with you, man, there's a divine connection there in the spirit realm that does something for you and God, and it does something for you relationally.
Very good.
Be present. Number two is this: be engaged.
Now, please, whatever you do, as I'm preaching this, don't talk to my wife about this. Because sometimes I'm not engaged. I'm present, but I'm not engaged. Are you hearing me? Don't just be physically present, but be emotionally completely engaged and present. Look, 1 Peter 4:8 says this, above all things have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sin. I just want to encourage us as a church, let's have continual love for those that are in our world and even outside our world. A deeper spiritual engagement where the person in the room is the most important one to us. Just think about how incredibly rude it would be to engage in a conversation, talking to you. I'm preaching to you, and this is my bag. So I'm talking to you, and I'm in a cafe and that kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden I pick up my bag. And things I've learned since I learned it all. Okay. Now, what were we saying again? Then we talk a little bit more and I go back over to my bag. What page am I up to now? Helpful scriptures. You know what you'd be thinking? What's wrong with this flippin' idiot? I've said that to get your attention. And then we're talking away again and that kind of stuff and we're chatting and we're having face-to-face and all of a sudden, oh, then someone else comes in. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while, but man, God's been good to you. Hallelujah. God's good. God's good all the time. Amen. And how are you? You're going good. And going good. You're good here. Hey, going, mate? You good? You got a jumper on tonight. You tell me never wear jumpers. Oh, God's good, eh? Good. Hey, how you going? Now, where were we? You might say, John, what are you doing? I'm doing what we all do.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking to someone, the phone rings. Oh. What are we doing? We're conversing with someone and the phone rings, a message comes up, and we just kind of ignore them and that kind of stuff. And I've noticed myself doing it and I've kind of made a commitment, man, I'm not going to do it. Think about how incredibly rude it would be to engage into a conversation and me kind of go over there and do that and go backs and forwards and that kind of stuff. I walk over to say someone, hello, how are you, and all that kind of stuff. And someone comes up and begins to play the piano.
Yeah.
Hey, come here. Want to do a selfie?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ready? Is that the right way?
No, it's that way. You have to.
Ah, look at that. Duck face. The anointing's gone already. You know, being face to face with someone. Hey, hear me, being face to face with someone is what matters in that moment. Here's the problem. You're talking to someone and it beeps, it rings. Aren't you tempted? Well, you put it down here, you got the table here. Yeah, amen. Just excuse me a minute. There's a new term, it's called FOMO. It's called FOMO. You know what it stands for? Fear of missing out. And we keep thinking, what am I going to miss out on? Ah! Let me read this to you. It does not matter how many times. It does not matter how many likes you've got. But it's all going to be about how much you showed love. But what you really should be afraid of is missing out of the person in front of you. I don't know how you apply this. I really don't. I'm not here condemning anyone. I'm just here to kind of shine a bit of a light on. I think that's a problem. It may not be for you, but it's probably a problem for someone you know. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and truth. Wouldn't it be good if we not only just prayed for them, but we prayed with them? Wouldn't it be just, how are we going to say it? Just don't like what they post, but like who they are. You know, this was the greatest weapon in the New Testament church. As the world looked on, they kind of weren't too sure about this Jesus dying and the resurrection thing and everything else they were saying about it. But there was something that got their attention. And you know what it was? It was the living Christ living in the disciples, demonstrated in the love that they have one for another. The love and the care they have for one another. Thank God for this, but it never replaces the power of face to face. I was talking to someone the other day. I said, I'm not going to communicate, sorting out any issues on this. We're going to do it face to face. I believe we demonstrate we can stay in contact, but I really believe the great relationships are built face to face. And I just want to encourage us as a church. We talked about contentment a few weeks ago. But I really believe, and I'm not condemning you, and I'm not condemning the technology. But I really believe it's a problem. It may be a big problem for you, but it may be a big problem for someone closer to you. Enjoy the blessing of social media and all those kind of stuff. But don't let it replace the power of face-to-face relationships. Because when God showed his love, he didn't shout it from heaven. He came down and he demonstrated to people. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand. Thank you. Amen. Come on, let's stand together. Was that helpful tonight? Now, I don't want anyone moving around. I want you to take your camera out again. Take your phone. You know what I want you to do? You may not do it now, but do it later. And just say, hey, let's catch up. What you do? Let's catch up. I might send it to Carol. Carol, let's catch up. You know that friend you haven't seen for a while and you just keep on... Why don't you catch up? Someone that's going through a hard time, like as you know, my sister's husband died about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I was texting her and, how are you going and that kind of stuff. And then I was starting to do study and research on this and I really got convicted. Why don't you phone her? And I phoned her. You know, and you might say that's an extreme thing, but I just want to use the extreme just to be an example. And we can text, get on the phone. But something happens when you're face to face. So no matter if you want to develop friendship, if even in church, you want to stay in contact with people, you know, we can do emails and all that kind of stuff. I know I tell you, great friendship develops when it's face to face. Technology is good, but it can never take the place of face to face. Jesus doesn't send me emails. He sent me a book, but he's present. He's engaged. And a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I
And as we experience God's love, let's demonstrate it to others. Our brothers and sisters and those that are not even in a world that don't know God, they're going to know that Jesus Christ is alive by the love that you have for one another and for them in Jesus' name. It's one of those messages I don't know how to end with. But maybe you just close your eyes for a few moments. And you can just start to make, saying, God, I don't want to be mastered by this. Help me to master. Paul says everything's okay, but don't be mastered by anything. And what I'm learning to do when I'm out with people, turn it upside down. Put on silent. When I'm in church, you say, why do you bring your phone to church? I take photos of church people, worshiping, put on bands, great atmosphere and that kind of stuff. But I can so easily get distracted. When you're with people, face down. When you're in church, if you're expecting an emergency call, if you're taking notes, I understand all that, but don't let us be distracted in our relationships. Don't let us be distracted. Thank God for technology. But God, we're not going to be master for it. We're going to be the master in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, come on, let's give the Lord a big hand. Praise.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.